This is about lighting up our consciousness. Oh, how funny. So we want to remember to stay in the game. So it kind of reminds me of the daily message, where when we fall asleep at the wheel, in other words, just get very karmic, just get very linear, it's important that we revive ourselves. It's important that we awaken. It's important that we look alive. It's important that we receive. So what they mean by receive is we're all going to fall back into lower consciousness and into 3D reality consciousness, subject, object. And everybody is to blame, including us sometimes, but it's like labeling, judgment. So we want to remember that all of that is being pulled back. So just imagine like covers lifting. You know, you have your covers over, but then they can be pulled back. And that's a very different feeling. That's a very different process. That's a very different point of new discovery. So we really want to feel that we are opening up at last to our true assemblance, to our true worth and value, to our true home steady. So our home steady is really to remember that who we are in our higher consciousness, who we are in our devoted ensemble, who we are in our divine bliss, is already a constant. It's not something we're creating. It's not something we're building and magnifying. It's not something that we're dreaming up. Please, please, please. It already is. What we're learning to do is to re-identify with it. So they're saying re because it's sort of acknowledging we've been invested in the past. We've been invested in dualism. We've been invested in fear. We've been invested in anger. So we get that. So as we allow ourselves room for movement, so room for movement is the same as like lifting the covers, allowing a new lifestyle. So the reason they're saying new lifestyle is to really press upon our consciousness that the good news has finally arrived, that the light has arrived, that the old conditioning doesn't need to exist for us any longer, as we will continue to smile. So it's not going to happen, and all we have to do is stand there, and it just happens by osmosis, which some of us are thinking. It's going to happen through trial and error, where we give love a try. So this is where we're going to go unconscious, we're going to be triggered, we're going to be judgmental, whatever it is. And then the new face appears, meaning the face of Christ, meaning our golden glance, meaning our storehouse of light, meaning who we truly are in our divine union, in our divine mastery. And so we want to remember who we really are. Our I Am presence is all, is already graduated, is love, is full of light, already knows our divine appointment, already knows our divine placement. And here's the important part, already knows the correct way to see. Because we want to remember, just think of like a checkerboard or a piece of graph paper maybe, where there are just so many boxes, like infinite number of boxes that can be selected. So when we're selecting separation consciousness, we're selecting bitterness. We're selecting having the experience of lack. And that lack is distributed throughout our existence, meaning that not everyone experiences lack in the same degree, in the same circumstance. So it actually seems like there's this life, real world going on out here that's really just an extension of our consciousness. But because it's set up with such infinite detail, we forget at first. We kind of play along as if this is real and I'm just trying to be happy and, you know, me first and, you know, just let me get on the bus. So we want to have a better reason to smile, and that better reason is we're bringing in love at last. And so love is this reigning note, is this reigning light of superior value. And so every time we receive it, every time we consent to it, think of it as a building block of a new consciousness that is truly being established, that's truly being given, that's truly being integrated. And so what we're integrating is the real reason for life. In other words, why we took this incarnation is not to just have a normal 3D life. It's to wake up consciousness, and that growing understanding is already inside of us. In other words, we already understand that. We are all ready to play. We just need a little bit of movement, meaning that we just need a little bit of refresher, because as time goes by, in other words, we've all spent so much time in linear time that we get a little like creature comfort. In other words, we think the well is dry. We think that this is it, and we're just trying to make do. And so what we're recognizing is it's time for a leap of faith. It's time for change. And so remember that graph paper, and you could go any, that graph paper representing the unified field, you can go anywhere in that field. But to go into that field, you want to come into constant agreement to it. And so if you're agreeing with yesterday, you can't agree with yesterday, the split, the suffering, the pain, the dualism, the heartache, the unconscious guilt, and love supreme. So we're learning how to release the past. We're learning how to say no. And saying no is like, you don't need to like physically, orally say no, though perhaps you need to at times. But it's really just like watching the judgment of yesterday, watching the fear of yesterday, and being ready to smile, meaning being ready to recognize that you're soon to see. So we're lifting that old frustration, that old disagreement up to source, up to spirit, dousing it with light, violet flaming it, whatever you prefer, and allowing freedom at last. So freedom at last is our birthright, as we will establish it, as we will permit it, as we will allow it, as we will get used to new scenery. So again, we're getting used to new scenery, meaning that the new scene, the new consciousness is already here. It's already stated, and it's for us to hold hands, meaning it's for us to involve ourselves, to assert ourselves, to enjoy. And so you can't serve two masters. You can't be serving fear and love at the same time. So a lot of us are still trapped in some fear patterns. And so as we breathe the breath of life, so that's slowing down, taking the breath, acknowledging our God self, it's, how would I say that? Like, it's literally upon us. So this is about, they're saying like drinking Marian well. So in other words, to allow the gift of life, to allow circumstances to shift. And again, circumstances, we're going to see circumstances shifting in the outer, but they're going to arrive because we're permitting the circumstances within our heart to shift. So in other words, instead of the judger, instead of the blame, instead of the guilt, we're opening up that heart at last and allowing the new vision, allowing the new voice, allowing the change of heart to be delivered at once. So when they're saying to be delivered at once, it's like just imagine the postman, a mail clerk, all ready to bring you your gifts, all ready to bring you your packages. So here's the key. As you will say so, as you will address the cause. In other words, nobody can override your free will. So you want to be the one to shout it out, meaning, yes, I agree, light please, I'm ready for change. So again, we can't expect there to be change in the outer until we start changing and drawing from ourselves most. And they're showing me the King of Pentacles. So the King of Pentacles is a lot of power bringing forth material wealth, material change. So this isn't just about shifting in consciousness and the outer well. It's shifting in consciousness and opening up to all that is now ready to present, that to all that is now ready to transfer, to all that is now ready to be seen. So in essence, we're ordering it from our own consciousness, from our own awareness within. Receive light superior. So receive the light superior. Oh my gosh, it really is superior, but superior, it's like really recognize your time is now. Well, like what I really get from the message today is like the immediacy of it. Like it's crystal clear now, available as you will engage, as you will enlighten, as you will climb on board. So climbing on board is, I don't need to see the rest of the past. I don't need to finish the rest of the ego script. I don't need to finish the blame. I don't need to finish the rest of the story. That the light starts becoming all consuming. The light starts becoming so very attractive. It's almost like you used to eat whatever and now there's a new whatever. And it's like, I don't even care about the old or the new girlfriend or the new whatever. It's like so mesmerizing, so fantastic, so sparkling, so healing, that nothing ends up being the same, meaning that nothing holds the same interest, nothing holds the same sparkle, nothing holds the same chi, nothing holds the same spiritual weight. So allow yourselves to grow it with ease. With ease is you're simply saying yes, but you're also saying yes, I can. So there's something about opening to what really matters. And when I receive it, it's like really a change of heart for how you're willing to receive yourself. It's like all of the old store-bought story, it kind of just disintegrates. Because you're no longer clinging to it, because you're no longer interested in it, because you're no longer there psychically holding on to it is what it is. I really get that. I really, really get that. So this is the point. So think of that piece of graph paper and every little square is like something in the unified field that you can have. But you can only have it if you reach for it first. So reaching for it first, and they're saying without delay, but reaching for it first is you're willing to change your mind. And so changing the mind is you're ready for a new story. You're ready for a new story. But to be ready for that new story, it's almost like that story of Lot, like never turning around again. Like that's how ready you are for that next story. Excuse me. Receive, receive, receive in your diamond heart aglow. In your diamond heart aglow. In your diamond heart aglow. So it is. Ah, precious.